Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host of Court Radio every Saturday morning right here, folks, on 100.3 WRNB.
And also, Classics 107.9.
There you go. We're excited to bring you another live Court Radio to our live audience. Welcome back. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You know, folks, you can see us, not only hear us, but you could see us if you choose to. I'm wearing a lovely orange shirt today by Hermes.
Ooh. Y'all need to see the entire ensemble.
I have my... Ooh. Versace sneakies. My Versace sneaks.
You're not gonna do the pants, are you?
They're Ed Hardy. Okay. All right, I've given everybody their little plug today.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, I paid for it all. Nobody gave me anything for free.
The way you went out, I'm thinking. Yeah. I thought that was a series. Is the check coming?
Right, a series of sponsorships. No.
Which can we do that, Dan?
You could do whatever you want. You know, this is Court Radio. Right. We believe in freedom here.
Legal
free. Where was I? Live audience. You can see us. If you go to myphillylawyer.com, the website, and you click on the Court Radio button, that'll bring you to the Court Radio page, and there's a button there to go live when we're live and to see pre-broadcast stuff after we're done.
And stuff so it's we not, talk about during the commercials, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's real fun.
Yeah, so you can see Manny Manuel and Tactics. Everybody's. You know, we're all on the screen, and it's
every now and then you may see Sarah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Every now. And then.
When we drag her in from the telephones. Speaking of telephones, 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. But it's the number for Court Radio on Saturday mornings. And so if you call that number right now, you get into the studio, and we're going to answer your legal conundrum.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. We will come up with an answer, even if it's the wrong answer.
Well, most of the time it's right.
Most of the time.
$250 million worth of free legal information.
215-227-2727. Give us a call if you've got something you've been thinking about. Sarah will jot it down, run it into the studio, and we will tackle it. Meanwhile, I was just quoted. I guess more than quoted. There was an article written about me.
OK Magazine.
Yeah, that was it. OK Magazine wrote an article because there are many people that are involved in accidents, both slip and fall accidents where you smack your head or a motor vehicle accident where and the brain inside starts to rock around in your head. It doesn't take a lot to have a mild traumatic brain injury. It really doesn't. And it can be, it can manifest itself by just simply headaches, a fogginess, a loss of concentration following an accident. These things can be indicators of a mild traumatic brain injury, which may take months, years, or never get better. And they're overlooked.
Why?
Far too often they're overlooked.
What do you think that is?
I don't know why that is. I think people just – and I don't mean they're overlooked by the victim. The victim knows they're happening, and she or he is telling people about it. There are therapies that can be undertaken to improve your lot in following an accident. I think that if people can't see it and touch it and feel it, that they have a tendency to ignore it.
It's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real enough, but it's there. It is genuine.
Listen, my Philly lawyer and with my team, it's not only genuine, we investigate it and we make it a part of your claim because it's damages you've sustained and you're entitled to be compensated. And let me say this, once we've established that through competent medical testimony, insurance companies are want to get, you know, to duke it out over those issues because they realize that, you know, when it's your brain involved, jury verdicts tend to be even higher. 215-227-2727. I see Dion's nibbling over there in the studio. He's must be, you know, he's short of protein or something. He's nibbling on something.
Don't say that. Talk about Front Street. So, yeah. Dean, most of these types of injuries happen in car and truck accidents.
They do, because those accidents tend to shake the brain.
So as far as, like, sports, they're like, I guess you sign waivers, you know, when it comes down to sports or being part of sports teams. And
you know, not to get off on a tangent, but you bring up something interesting, waivers. I have a case right now of a 5-year-old in New Jersey who jumped into one of those ball pits, a foam block pit.
I know those. Yeah.
He snapped his leg right in half.
Stop it.
Right in half. 5 years old. Bone sticking out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a nasty, nasty break. And the insurance company at first tried to, you know, pull up the waiver. Hey, there's a waiver here signed. Sorry, we can't do anything for you. Right. That waiver does not hold up. It's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Is that right?
In New Jersey, especially for minors, that child didn't sign a waiver. That's his leg that broke.
You hear that?
He didn't sign a waiver. Mommy's waiver of child's claim doesn't hold up in New Jersey, and we're prosecuting that claim right now. And they're not offering nearly enough money, and so we're going to go to trial on it.
5 years old, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 years old.
Yikes.
Walks with a limp to this day, and it's been about a year since the accident. And
that affects it for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and, you know, he was out of school for 6 months.
Is that? Yeah.
You know, it's not good. So I don't know. You got to be careful taking your kids to those foam pit things. Because here's the thing, there should be enough cushioning to prevent an injury, but there was nobody supervising the pit. So as kids play in it all day, the foam tends to move to the outside of the pit, like either completely outside or up against the walls, so that when you jump into the center of the pit, there's not nearly as much foam in the middle or end of the day as there was in the beginning because there's not people watching the pit. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get them.
I wouldn't have even thought of all of that. While we're on this subject, before you get to this question, have you ever had a case with any of these moon bounces or anything in these neighborhoods with little kids? Any of these types of foam, big blow-up slides or anything ever?
Not that I recall.
Okay.
Not that I recall.
So, I mean, this was in New Jersey.
Interestingly, if you're a homeowner, you rent the moon bounce for the day.
Right.
There's certainly going to be culpability, responsibility for the homeowner for an accident that happens while they're renting. So homeowner's insurance is going to get tagged on that.
Okay.
Assuming homeowner's insurance won't reject it, because do you have to notify the homeowner's insurance that you're renting something?
Highly unlikely. But you know, they say to read those contracts for a reason.
Yeah.
Highly unlikely, but if there were a clause in the contract that said, if you're renting a moon bounce, you must notify us in advance for permission. You know, if there was... But then one would wonder whether that clause would be enforceable.
And that goes back to what you're talking about as far as waivers. What's enforceable? Like, if that situation happened in Pennsylvania, you know, at a moon bounce, would that waiver hold up?
Certainly, again, I go back to not for a minor. The minor has their own claim. The minor has it's their pain and suffering. They've not signed anything.
And no one ever asks a minor to sign anything. Right?
So going back to the sports question, right? Because
a minor can't. Wait, I got to tackle that for a second.
Right.
A minor can't sign. They are incompetent. They lack the competency to enter into a contract.
Right.
So therefore, if they were to enter into a contract, it would be unenforceable.
Correct.
Until they're 18. Right. When they go magically from incompetent to competent. like we all did, right?
Majority.
At 18, and one day we were competent folks.
Yeah.
215-227-2727. Dion's busy working too, I see. He's got, writing some questions or something.
We still want to know where folks are from who are watching us.
I don't know. Yeah, we did. Did I ask that before?
I think we have. We'll
yeah.
One more time.
Before we went on the air, we were talking to our live audience, which is it's a benefit of going live because you get to have me before the show starts. Yeah. Line one, Ben. Oh, Ben, welcome to Court Radio.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing today?
Morning, Ben.
Well, thank you, Ben. What's up with you?
I'm good, man. Mostly, I'm just dealing with this situation now, man. I got a letter from the law office that was representing me from an accident I was in last year. They told me that they're not going to represent the case anymore, but it was like a simple case. Like, the police ran into my vehicle, like head-on collision, and totaled my vehicle. And this happened like October of last year. And I'm thinking I'm about to get the check or something, or they about to say, come on in. And they just dropped the case.
So, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, usually, Ben, when they drop the case, there's a reason, right? Because they undertake representation on a contingent fee basis. You've not paid them anything, I presume.
No, not yet, no.
Okay. So whatever work they've done, they're uncompensated unless they settle your case or bring it to a successful conclusion in some fashion. So you would think that they'd want to pursue a successful case, but not every attorney knows what they're doing, and not every attorney has the experience necessary to handle a claim. And there are no simple claims, Ben. You started this conversation with me by saying, it was a simple head-on collision. Did the police have lights and sirens on?
Not at all. Nope, they were driving on the wrong side of the street.
Okay. And is it the city of Philadelphia or another police department?
City of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And were you operating your own vehicle or someone else's?
My own vehicle.
And do you have a limited tort or a full tort?
Or do you know?
You should know.
It was full.
It might have been
limited.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's limited.
Okay. And not only that, but putting that aside for a moment, you're bringing a claim against the city of Philadelphia. And I have to tell you that when you bring a claim against the city of Philadelphia, one of the requirements that's different from bringing a claim against Eric, or Manuel, is that you have to prove, a permanent loss of bodily function. A serious injury. So probably, if this is a 1 year ago accident, the lawyers looked at your treatment. They looked at your treatment and they said, oof, thank goodness for Ben, but this doesn't appear serious. It doesn't appear permanent. He doesn't have any sexy injuries, no broken bones, no surgery. He didn't require any pain management, no injections. He treated sporadically, and he's all better now. And if that's the case, they thought from a damages standpoint, they couldn't make you or them any money.
Okay.
I'm just guessing at that because I haven't seen your medical records.
I had to stop treatment. Like, I was doing treatment for a couple of – and then I sold my house and I moved to, like, the south. I moved down to Georgia area.
Yeah, they don't got doctors down in Georgia, I know. That's why I stay out of that state.
Stop that.
Ben, that's most likely what happened here. Sometimes it's not about the accident. The accident is the easy part. It's about the damages. And so, sometimes it's, I'm not suggesting to you that you should do this, but if you were still suffering with the injuries from this accident and had attempted home remedies and that wasn't working, you still have a 2-year statute of limitations, and it's still possible that you may be able to prove the seriousness of your injuries. It may not be too late. You know, that needs a careful analysis of your own complaints and also the medical records and whether the doctors from this point forward could attribute whatever it is you're experiencing to that accident.
And we can almost circle back, you know, the minor traumatic head injury.
Yes. Yeah, you got a foggy head and you got headaches and, you know, and maybe you've been out of work. And, you know, again,
all of those things count.
Yeah, it's layers and layers and layers of analysis, which I try to do with all of my clients. At some point in the treatment protocol, I try to sit down with my clients, review the medical records that I have before me, talk to them about their complaints, figure out what, you know, if they're being properly analyzed and what the records show. And then decide on where they need to go from that point forward from a medical standpoint, you know, encourage them to talk to their doctors. That analysis of their damage claim is really important for the attorney to do. I think, you know, most attorneys probably do that. But if you're represented by somebody who's not, you know, in 3 to 6 months after the accident, sitting down and saying, where are we now? What's the record show? How do you feel? That's a problem. That's a problem. You're not getting the care you need from the legal side, in my opinion. Ben, thanks for calling Court Radio. Good luck down in Georgia, brother.
Thanks, man. You guys have a great day.
Mm-hmm. So Ben's in Georgia, you know, listening to the show.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. They're all over the world. Do you remember? Now, you guys don't remember. I used to have a following, like, you know, 20 or 30 families in Spanish Town, Jamaica, who would wake up Sunday mornings. This was when the show was on Sunday mornings. Wake up Sunday mornings to listen to Court Radio.
Yeah, Ma.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be up there. It's 7 in the morning listening to you, Ma.
You got more in common with them than you realize.
Okay. That was a 7 o'clock show, wasn't it?
That was a 7 a.m. show.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. Woo.
Damn.
We got, all right, here's some shout-outs from our live audience. We got Princess in New York. Loretta in Philly. Keenan in West Philly.
The
welcome.
Garden spot of West Philadelphia.
Welcome to the Court Radio Show.
Thanks,
guys. All right. Let's talk to Elaine on line 2. Good morning, Elaine. No? Oh, did I hear that?
That was that sound.
Oh,
wasn't it?
Nasty.
Yeah.
Sorry, Elaine.
I'm a lot quicker with it now.
Yeah, damn. It was like a flashback for me. I didn't know if it was real or not. 215-227-2727. You got a legal issue? We got the answers. So we talked about the OK Magazine. I want to talk about the strike.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, the strike is over, folks. We're just
hasn't been ratified.
Right.
But it is over.
Okay. It probably is over. Right.
More than likely.
It'll be ratified.
Yeah.
Whether good or bad, that's not the tactic I want to take. Tactics.
Okay.
I want to focus on whether somebody could get paid if they sustained an injury in an accident while on the picket line.
That actually happened.
Nice.
The answer is no.
Well, that was a diabolical, evil, and sin.
I laid that out there for you.
That was rather.
Yeah.
No, but if anybody thought about it, because there was somebody that was struck by a vehicle.
He's in the hospital now.
Condolences. But he has a case against the vehicle, perhaps.
Right.
I'm not saying that the car wasn't negligent,
right.
But it's not a workers' comp claim.
At all.
No.
Because
if you're not,
on strike.
Here's the key. And I talked to my workers' comp specialist, Jeffrey Gross, about this.
My man.
Jeff says, if you're not in the furtherance of your employer's business, it can't be workers' comp. So you have, that's the key element here.
Yeah,
you have to be in furtherance of your employer's business. You're certainly not in furtherance of your employer's business if you're out on the strike line.
Yeah, you're protesting the work.
Yeah, or the compensation.
Or the compensation. So you can't expect them to give you money if you get hurt. Hey, it ain't my problem. You left.
You're not in the scope of your employment.
Yeah,
well, when you're on strike.
Said, but I'm on their property.
Arguably, you may be in the in the scope of your employment.
Do you still have coverage when you're on strike?
Well,
but you're definitely not in furtherance of your business's enterprise.
Yeah. Well, I guess then that comes to, is there workers' compensation through the union?
No. If there's not, Well, you're not an employee of the union. You're a member of the union. And so,
gotcha.
Yeah. They're a bargain. It's like, you know, if you're my client, you're not my employee.
So
I got employees, I got clients. Unions have employees who work for the union,
right.
But then most of the other people are just members.
Members of the union.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So when you go on strike, suddenly whatever coverages you had with that company are null and void now. It's a wrap.
I don't think your health insurance is null and void because they paid for the premiums. I think if you got sick while you were out, you're going to get that covered. But you're not getting workers' compensation covered.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't sue for damages.
You can sue for damages in the normal course of lawsuits. Like, you know, if the guy who hit you was negligent for not seeing a human being in the street with a giant sign in his hand, then that guy is going to, his insurance, his auto insurance is going to compensate you for everything, not workers' compensation.
Like in the reverse, if you're getting workers' compensation, in most cases you can't sue personally for negligence. Mm.
Yeah, makes sense.
Let's take a quick call before we go to break. Line one, Shay. Shay.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I was in a 2021. A parks and rec truck hit the side of my vehicle. We went through the deposition, I think, back in October. Everything was settled. In March, I signed all of the paperwork, and then I just stopped hearing from the attorney. Every time I called, they were telling me, he's in court. Oh, he's going to call you back in 30 minutes, and then I never hear anything.
Wow.
Is this normal?
No.
No.
Okay.
So, you can go online, folks. You can go on to access the civil docket at the City of Philadelphia. And so you would put your name in, Shay, your real name, first name and last name, and up comes all the cases that you're involved in or have been involved in going back to the 80s, I think. And so any civil actions that you've been involved in, or if you've been sued by credit card companies, it all shows up on this civil docket. You can find your case, and you can see if it's still pending or if it's marked settled, discontinued, and ended. And if it is marked settled and discontinued and ended, then you got a problem because your lawyer was paid and you haven't gotten the money and there's some shenanigans going on.
A little shiesty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just learned
that. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then,
but I'm going to go in and check.
And one last thing, when all else fails and you've made a good faith effort to contact your lawyer and he's, bobbing and weaving from you, then you simply tell his staff that the next call you make is to the Pennsylvania Disciplinary Board.
Okay.
You can file a complaint with the disciplinary board because an attorney has an obligation to call his clients back. If you call your attorney has an obligation to service your account and to call you back. And, I'm not talking give him 5 minutes. Don't get it twisted. But if you've been calling repeatedly for days and weeks and months and you can't get your attorney on the phone, that's a problem. And you can call the Pennsylvania Disciplinary Board, file a complaint against your attorney. They will get involved. They'll contact the attorney. They'll get to the bottom of it for you. And trust me, no attorney wants to hear from the disciplinary board.
Really?
That yeah.
No, no.
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no. No, no. No sirree, Bob. All right?
See, I should have just called you, Dean. I should have just called you.
Well, that brings up a whole different thing, Shay. But I'm not gonna get into that today. But that did cross my mind. Why would Shay go to somebody 21? How long has she been a listener to the show?
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's like there's no reason.
All right. Well, listen. Lesson learned, young lady. Lesson learned. I expect to get a call on the next time.
Mm-hmm. And you will. Thank you so much.
Be well. Take care.
Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Okay,
you too.
Folks, we're right up against our break. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. Our sponsor is going to have their way with you. And then we'll be back. And if you've got a question, give us a call at 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
I realize that I didn't give the actual website out.
Right.
For the
disciplinary board.
Not the disciplinary board. For the civil docket access.
Oh, that one.
That one. That one. Yes. It's through the court system, and Dion's going to try to get it for you, but. Like, if you Googled
Philadelphia
courts. Civil docket access, you're getting there, okay? I mean, nowadays, that's why, you know, God created Google. So you just give him the right words and, yeah. Didn't God create everything? Yeah. 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. If you've got a legal question, Sarah's going to get you on the line today, and you're going to talk to us, and we're going to tackle your question. Let's talk to, is this Keita on line 2? Did I get that right? Or is it Keith?
It would be Keith.
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 I turned you into Keita. All right, Keith.
We turned you back to Keith.
That might stick.
Hocus pocus.
Wave that magic wand and switch me back to Keith.
It's done. Hocus pocus.
All right, Keith.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Doing well. What's going on in your world?
Okay, here's the thing. Right, so about, I say, 6 months ago, I would say, my son was on his way to school.
you know, about that time, it's still kind of not bright outside. So he tripped over a partially open manhole cover, and he like cut his leg, couple scrapes, got up, shook it off. No problem. So a few months, like months went on. He was fine. He was fine. Then like about, say a couple months ago, he started complaining about, oh, my back hurt. Oh, my hip hurts, this and that. And up to me, I should be ashamed of myself, because first thing I'm going to say as an old guy, oh, come on, man, shake it off, man. You know, but then now he keeps complaining. He said the pain keeps persisting. And so I'm going to take him to the doctor this Monday. But my thing is that I know there's a statute of limitations. I don't even know if I should pursue it.
Let's tackle the statute issue. In this case, there is no problem.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
First off, in Pennsylvania, we have a 2-year statute of limitations.
Right.
So you have until January of 2027. But that statute for a minor is extended. And so his statute wouldn't even begin to run until he turns 18. So he actually has about 4 years. The problem isn't the statute of limitations. The problem is the proof, making that connection, the causation. You have to prove that somebody was negligent and that the negligence was the direct cause of the injury. When you delay treatment, you play into the hands of the defendant to be able to convincingly state that the injury could not have been caused by the accident because too much time has gone by and he would have experienced pain and discomfort much sooner than now. And so it's really not a legal problem you've created by delaying treatment.
Right.
It's a medical problem. You need the doctors to be your witnesses that this injury was caused by that trip and fall. And so they will want to take a detailed history from you and your son to rule out the possibility that any other injury may have superseded this injury. So if he was involved in, let's say, basketball at school or football, and he's doing a lot of working out, it may be a repetitive, you know, an injury that's caused by repetitive kind of motion. They want to rule out all those possibilities and then be able to say it. We're comfortable saying it's this trip and fall from January because there are no other causes that we've been able to identify. And other diseases. We don't know. Maybe, God forbid, he might have some disease that has – that there's no connection whatsoever from that fall. It's just a timing issue. A couple months after the fall, the disease starts to have its way with him, and you assume it's from the fall, but in fact it's not. So again, you need doctors to analyze your son and then conclude with certainty that it was the January fall to cause his injury.
Right. He's the picture of health. Like, Never complaining about pain in his life until recently. And I know he plays football, like, you know, with his friends. They play like touch football and stuff like that.
You see, that's the thing. They'll say it comes from something like that.
You know what I'm saying? You guys, like, I don't know if I should go ahead and pursue this or.
Well, you should.
It could very well be from that fall now. Because he took a nasty fall.
It could be. Here's the deal. You need to pursue it because he's got an injury and he needs treatment. He needs a diagnosis and he needs treatment. If through pursuing his treatment, it turns out that the doctor and you are on the same page and the doctor is willing to relate it to this accident, then you can contact me after you've made that connection. First, get to the doctor, get the treatment. Figure out why it's happening, and if the end result is it's happening from that fall, then call me after that.
Got you, good brother. Appreciate that, man. That's some good advice right there. I will do that, too.
All right, Keith.
Get
be
on
well.
That.
Thanks,
get on that, man.
Thanks for listening.
All right, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Have a good day.
How many months had it been, he said? Six?
How many months? It's been six.
He said it was 6 months.
Seven now, technically. He said it was January. I don't know when in January. Yeah, I think Alex asked on, we don't need to have Alex on, but Alex asked that we repeat the name of the website. It's the City of Philadelphia Civil Docket Access website, where you can look up your name and you can find all the cases that you've been involved in civilly. By the way, that's what insurance companies do. When you come along with your motor vehicle accident, the first thing they do is run your name, not only in Philadelphia, but all over the state, all over the country. They can have access to every civil docket that's out there. They can see all the cases you've ever brought for injuries sustained in accidents. Your life is an open book nowadays. Yeah, not too many secrets we get to keep. 215-227-2727. All right, let's talk to Anonymous on line three.
They're back.
They're always anonymous. Good morning. Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
How are you?
Good.
What's up to you and the staff? I have been a landlord property owner for the last maybe 22 years or so and never had any real problems with my property. I'm legally licensed, blah, 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 blah. I go through all of that. So about 4 years ago, I got a letter from the city stating that the property had to be lead tested. So I went on, had the lead testing done 2021. Now I'm trying to renew my business license, and they can't do it because they're telling me I have to have the lead testing every 4 years. Nobody sells lead, and I passed the first time in 2021. I know Philly just does a money grab on any and everything. Is this legal?
Welcome.
Because that's all it is a money grab.
Welcome.
Yeah, I do not know whether landlords we can get you an answer to that, and I'm going to ask you to send me an email. I've got a couple of attorneys who do just that, landlord tenant work, and that's not my forte, but I can access their knowledge, and if you send me an email to dean@myphillylawyer.com, I will make sure that we get you an answer. Ms. Anonymous.
And I know you will, because every time I've used you guys and called for advice, you get right back to us. So tell your listeners, you are what you are, credible.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm definitely going to send the email, because the city just does everything to, it's, what do you call it? City of Philadelphia is pro-tenant, and they're not pro-landlord.
I know.
You're trying to be a good landlord. You fight like hell to keep it going. So
yeah.
I will send you the email, but I think that it's just a money grab, and I'm sick of Philly.
What does it cost? Tell us, what does it cost to have your home analyzed for lead-based paint?
It's like $180-some. It's not a lot, but it's just the principle.
They come out, and then they scrape a little paint off or something and test it?
How does that work?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to have a close friend who was a retired city employee. She turned me on to a gentleman who does this for his company. So they came out and did it for me. So it was about $185. They do every single room in the house.
Wow.
The report says that I have negative, 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 negative.
Good for you.
So I'm like, well, what in the hell, sandwich do? So when did they start selling lead paint in the last 20 years?
Well,
Even if I did repaint the property.
Playing devil's advocate, I'm going to say it isn't about you using lead paint today. What it is, if there's lead paint underneath acrylic paint that you've been repainting your home and sealing the lead paint, I think you're legal. But if over time the acrylic paint wears away and the lead paint it comes to the surface, maybe that's what they're looking for. I'm taking a stab at this.
I got you. But so what's the point of me having the lead testing I approve and I pass? don't yeah. get it. But I'm going to call them on Monday, too, but I'm sending you an email ASAP.
Sounds like I'm going to be handling your lead
paint. Sounds right.
Yep.
Have a good day.
All right, then.
Bye
you
now.
You too, guys. And keep doing your good work. Bye.
Thank you. 215-227-2727. But if you're listening live, and you can very simply by going to My Philly Lawyers website, clicking on the Court Radio button and clicking on the live feed button once you're on the Court Radio page. A couple clicks and you're in the studio where you get to see us, listen, watch, and post your own questions. Dion's sitting there waiting to hear what you got to say. We got Nikki from Philly and Daphne from Newark, Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah. So First far, state. Princess in New York is the furthest away. Yeah. Maybe we can find somebody in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Come yeah. on.
What's that Come song on. Go?
Oklahoma, where the wind comes blowing down the trail.
He knows everything.
Sun comes up.
Yeah. He is a repository of absolutely
useless information. Plethora of useless information.
I love it.
One day I'll be on Jeopardy. One day.
I would sponsor you.
Yeah. You heard that.
Yes, I would sponsor your trip. If you get on Jeopardy, room, food, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
It's
Hotel
on
of my choice?
Yes. First class airfare.
Airfare?
Yes.
The flight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I ask,
Let's make that happen, man.
All I ask is for you to sign a contract. I get 40% of whatever
wait,
you're
wait,
winning.
Wait, wait, wait. Let me get my lawyer.
All right. Let me see here. We got some others. Cocky?
Cocky.
Cocky?
You sure?
On line five? Rocky?
Let me get these glasses. Is it the handwriting or is it the glasses? What is it?
What?
You had it right. Cocky.
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 Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
That's different.
Yeah, it's
unique.
Yeah. For me, for a man like me, I could get in trouble with a name like
Fly,
that.
Why, Mr. Virginia?
My nickname is
Inside.
All right. What can we do for you today, young lady?
I want to be very quick. I want to give y'all a summary. So I was fired recently, and I was encouraged to reach out about a wrongful termination lawsuit. I tried to do that, and I explained the story to the lawyer, and I'm just now getting an answer back. And they're basically saying they don't want to take the case, but I'm not. They didn't give me a reason why they didn't want to take it, so I don't know if I should get a second opinion because when I tried to do the unemployment, they approved me and they didn't say that I was fired for the reason why they told me I was fired. So I'm confused.
Okay, well, one doesn't necessarily follow the other. So you may not have been fired for cause. So you didn't do anything wrong, right? They allow you to collect unemployment, and but by the same token, you weren't fired for a discriminatory basis. So in order to pursue a claim for wrongful termination, you need to have if you were terminated for a discriminatory reason, there are seven enumerated classes or eight enumerated classes.
Right.
And we all know them, you know, religion, sexual identity, race, age, and so on. Political party.
Well, I'd like to say it was sex because like when I started the job, it was two girls and two guys. And the supervisor was a guy. Eventually, one of the ladies left the team. She said that she left the team because of the lighting on our side of the building, but that sounded like horse crap. And then next, I got fired. And then they replaced both of us with guys.
Right. Okay. So,
sexual discrimination.
Yeah. Sex-based discrimination.
Okay.
Gender. Sorry.
There you go. That's
gender-based discrimination.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the question is whether there's enough meat on those bones to sustain a claim. I would invite you to give us a call, 215-227-2727 during the week. And when you call, when you call, you ask for Jay Berger, like hamburger. Yeah, like hamburger. Jay will take the facts down, and he'll try to network you with one of our employment attorneys who focuses their practice on this type of case only. It's not a case that our firm will handle, but we'll certainly be able to make the introduction. I don't know who the attorney was who you had, but I will say this. When an attorney rejects a case, it is much better if they provide you with an explanation as to why they're rejecting your case so they can educate you and you can understand. Sometimes, you know, when we have medical malpractice cases, we will send, you know, a 2 or 3 page letter explaining why the facts of the case don't support a medical negligence claim. So that the client understands, because one of the reasons clients come to an attorney is to have some sort of closure. They want to know.
And clarification.
Yes.
You know?
Clarification and closure.
Yeah.
They want to know if they've been wronged. They think they might have, but they're not sure if the law recognizes this kind of a claim. So I'm sensitive to that for my clients, and I like to help them with that part of the case. And if there's a reason why I can't represent you, if your case is no good, I'm going to make sure you understand why it's no good.
Right. And I definitely asked, and they were just like, well, the person we reached out to take the case, they just didn't want to. So, and I was like, okay. So I don't know what to do with that. Like,
yeah.
I want to pursue it because I don't want this company to continue to, or this organization to continue doing what they are doing to the people. Like, it's like I had to get a therapist, a life coach, all of that while working there. And like my whole mental capacity was just in shambles.
That's too bad. You know, that really is. I think we spend so much time at our place of employment and it should be something that it fulfills and lifts us up and,
in some way.
Yeah.
Other than just to get a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's horrible. And that's why, you know, at My Philly Lawyer, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not slap my back because it's a team effort. Everybody brings the right attitude. And hopefully at the end of the day, you feel good about coming to work. It's horrible if you have to go to work every day for that paycheck and you hate going there.
That's a real reality, though, for most of us.
Very big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether you have to deal with clients or employees, it's just like we should all be a little bit more kinder. But I appreciate your time. Yep. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Cocky. Nice talking to you. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
215-227-2727, the number for all things legal. So,
you know, it was just funny that you said that about jobs and working and how people feel about their job. You know, I watch the History Channel a lot. And one of the things that turned this country around.
I try to fall asleep to that channel.
I love watching. Yeah. And the documentaries
learn something.
Yeah. Fast food really employed, the food industry period did more to employ Americans than a little bit in this country. That was the real, after the Industrial Revolution, everything else, just in the retail and food industry.
That's where I got my start.
Most folks did.
Robin Hood Diner.
Stop it. Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Hood Diner.
I was at IHOP.
And not only that, I learned how to smoke cool cigarettes there, too. I picked up good habits and bad habits.
On your break, right?
Yeah. Like, I was the dishwasher, and then eventually became the soda jerk.
Mr. Virginia, some people, you either waiting tables, you were bussing tables or washing dishes or cooking or something in a restaurant or some way, shape, or form in the food service industry. And then, of course, it was always retail. But that's what lifted up American workers more than anything else.
Yeah,
but most folks, I don't think, come on, people don't enjoy what they do.
We got to take a break. Folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Give us 2 minutes and we'll be back to entertain you. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby. All right.
We're back.
We are. My name is Dean Weitzman. I am the host of Court Radio every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
We are on terrestrial radio. We are also on the digital highway on live YouTube. If you want to see us and hear us, you got to go to the My Philly Lawyer website, click on the Court Radio link, and take that to the Court Radio page where you'll find a link for the live feed. It's as simple as that. And then once you're there, you can watch us and see us and hear us and post questions there.
Yeah.
I appreciate our live audience. I hope we grow that part of the product for consumption. Fellas, what plans you have for this week coming up?
When I get off the air, I got to go over to the driving range, hit some golf balls, give a couple of lessons, and I got a show tomorrow morning and then tomorrow night. Typical weekend.
Yep. Yep.
We still miss you over at the range sometime, Dink, but we hit a golf ball, man.
I should, shouldn't I?
Right, you got now, a lot going on over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I got to get back. My kid's sick, but got to get home. So it's got a little something going on.
Oh, Sophia. Yeah,
and Mia is going up to New York today to hang out with her girlfriends. So,
really? Yeah. Girl trip, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daddy's going to go home and take care of my baby.
Get well, Sophia.
Yeah, yeah. She'll like to hear that. She'll bounce back, yeah. Did you know that there's been a string of Delco, Delaware County, Upper Darby Township police say they had 16 stolen cars in recent weeks, the majority involving Hondas, specifically Honda Accords that were unlocked with key fobs still inside.
Yeah. It's the new Kia.
Yeah. One thing that I do know.
Why do people leave their key fobs in the car?
Please explain this.
It's like leaving the keys dangling in the ignition. Like
it really is.
Yeah. And then all you got to do is jump in and push a button, and off you go. It's your car.
Make me understand.
Well, you know, but the car theft business, you know, recently, my car was totaled. It was stolen. It was totaled. So, you know, it definitely happens.
If you are a resident of Upper Darby, you can get a free wheel lock at police headquarters for anyone who can show proof of residency.
Yeah, they give away wheel locks. Like, wait, are we talking about
the,
like butter.
Yeah, they give away wheel locks. But you know what's interesting, right? When I did get the new vehicle, right? They gave me a choice between...
You got a new vehicle?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
A Nissan Rogue. Oh. Right outside.
All right. What color?
It's a blue with a tan interior.
Nice.
Yeah, it's dope. I like it. So, but they gave me a choice.
Tell me your choices.
You tell me a choice between that and a a Honda Civic that was an 2018 mm-hmm. Honda Civic. So the
what year is the Rogue?
2020.
Okay.
Right? So it was like the Honda Civic was a $50 less monthly payment. Mm. I was like, oh, let me think about that. So I called my man Rodney at State Farm, who's you know, which we got to get back.
Yep.
And he was like, well, the interest, you know, I said, give me some quotes between these two cars. So he goes, you know, the interesting thing is the Honda Civic monthly premium is $100 more than the Nissan Rogue.
Wow. Wow. $100 more a month.
$1,200
more a year for a car that was $50 cheaper.
On the
so
payments.
You would have netted positive. You would have had to pay $600 more after taking into consideration both the savings in the car payment, but the additional insurance premium.
Yeah.
See, I love that you did that kind of analysis, because that's the kind of analysis we all need to do when it comes to insurance.
Right.
You know, it's so important. A lady the other day came to me. She has a pretty serious injury, and she had $100,000 in uninsured motorist benefits. And I'm going to get her the $100,000. But she has two vehicles in the policy, and I looked, and it said non-stacked. Mm. And I'm like, what? Who the hell gets non-stacked coverage? I mean, it was, you know.
We've had this conversation.
A few dollars more a month to get stacked coverage and go from $100,000 in uninsured motorist benefits to $200,000. $200,000. If you got two cars on your policy, do not get unstacked coverage. Stack that bad boy up. It's not that much more money. And if you need it, the day comes you need that serious coverage, you are going to thank Dean Weitzman from the bottom of your heart.
What was that commercial? You can pay him now, or you can pay him later.
I mean, and the insurance industry either truly understands that and doesn't want to educate their customers because they don't want to get more exposure for themselves for the few dollars more, or they don't even think about it. You know, I don't know if you're dealing with an insurance agent who's an idiot, or he's such a company man that the company says, just sell the cheapest policy you can and we'll all make more money in the end of the day. I don't know. But nonetheless, you got to do an analysis like Eric did. It's just so important to truly understand what you're buying and how to get the most for your money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that might mean going without collision coverage. If you've got, you know, a 20-year-old car, there's no reason to have collision coverage. I'd rather you save those dollars and put them to a better bodily injury package.
Yeah, because they'll total loss the vehicle for
pennies.
Yeah,
you might as well. In that case, you're self-insuring all the money you save for not having to pay the collision coverage. It technically is money that you can go to buying a new car. It only really applies when you've been involved in an accident that's your fault, or your car is stolen, or a tree crashes into it.
There's been a lot of that happening lately.
Yeah,
the weather. Tree crashes.
Yeah, oh yeah,
trees.
Been quite a few of those.
Yeah,
a lot of tree downage around here. Yeah.
Downage.
Yeah, great word.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of like nugget.
Nuggeting.
I'm bringing something next week for you guys.
A nugget?
Uh-huh. I'm bringing you a nugget next week. Yeah.
What's this selling for now? Nuggets?
Nuggets?
Are we talking about the same?
No. I don't. Oh.
I'm all taking right. rocks, rings, gold.
Oh,
gold,
I was thinking something else.
We'll take it.
All right. You certainly have taken it this morning. Okay, folks, we're just about out of time. We're going to see you next Saturday, same time, same place. If you've got a legal question, email me, Dean at My Philly Lawyer, and I'll surely get back to you before the next show.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.